Praise the Lord, saints, and Happy New Year.
Praise the Lord, Happy New Year.
Today's sermon comes from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Amen. That's John, third chapter, verses 1 through 6. Amen. And it reads as follows. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
Yes.
Well, that's the truth. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old?
Wow.
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Wow. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Yes.
And which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen?
Amen.
I wanted to minister today on the topic, New Year, New Opportunity.
I love that.
Amen?
Amen.
This is a familiar scripture about Jesus telling Nicodemus and the world that we must all be born again, correct?
Yes.
Nicodemus asked in verse 4, How can a man be born again? Must he enter his mother's womb? Mm. Interesting concept. Mm. To re-enter the womb, right?
Enter the womb.
It could appear to some that Nicodemus was being a little sarcastic.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, but the very idea of entering the womb once again is a far-fetched idea, right?
Yes.
It's just not something that can happen. What Nicodemus was really saying is that he must start from scratch to be born again.
My Lord.
He had the right idea. He needed a life reset to be born again. Okay? Jesus was giving Nicodemus a new opportunity to change his life.
Wow.
Jesus knew that meaning Nicodemus, was not headed in the right direction, the direction that God wanted him to go. So Jesus intervened.
Yes.
Jesus gave him this opportunity to move forward. Nicodemus had a chance to change the path of his life and to leave the past behind.
Thank God.
As we enter this new year of 2025, this is an opportunity for us to make changes in our lives.
Amen.
Here are some of the examples of changes that we can make.
Amen.
Number one, we can seek God in all things.
Amen. I love that.
Okay? Write that down. We can seek God in all things. This is an opportunity to not make the same mistakes as we did in 2024.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay? A clean slate, so to speak, to make the right decisions and do the right thing.
Amen.
Right? Number two. Get rid of past burdens. Psalm 55:22 states, Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken, right?
Yes.
For this is an opportunity, saints, for us to release all our burdens this year and give them to God. We do not have to be weighed down with our own burdens. If God says, you know, just lay it at my feet. And I will take it from you.
Thank God.
This is an opportunity for us to do that. Correct?
Correct.
Number three, a complete do-over. This is an opportunity to take advantage of the many blessings you have received and to make changes where necessary.
Okay.
So that you don't do the same thing in 2024 that you're going to do this year. I mean, in 2025 that you made last year.
Yes.
The first one is being at home. Okay? At home, okay. If you're single, or if you're married with children, let's start there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sparing the rod by not correcting your children, and your children run around acting like they don't have any sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time for you to correct your kids and correct them to go on the right path.
Okay.
This is that opportunity for you to change the narrative with your children.
Okay.
What about marriage at home? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. This is an opportunity for you to find out and remember why you fell in love with this person and wanted to marry them in the first place.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
It's a time for you to sit down and have that honest one-on-one conversation with your spouse. If things are not going as like they used to, if you're not having as much fun as you used to, if you're not sharing love with each other as much as you used to, it's a time, an opportunity for you to change that narrative in 2025. Amen?
Amen.
What about at work?
Okay.
You're probably, some people are in a job they don't like,
mm-hmm.
but they need money.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to ask yourself in 2025,
mm-hmm.
if I'm in this situation, what is stopping me from searching to get another job?
That's right.
Okay?
Nothing.
We put up with a lot of crap on our jobs because we're afraid to look for another one.
Mm.
It's time. This is an opportunity for us to change the narrative regarding our workplace.
What do we really want?
What do we really want? Why are we here?
Mm.
Why are we putting up with this when we can go somewhere else
and
do the same job without the stress?
Yes.
Okay? Because stress is a real issue at the workplace.
Yes.
And it can be whether you work from home or you work in an office.
That's the truth.
So this is not an opportunity.
A reset,
so to speak. A do-over, per se, for you to change the narrative regarding your workplace.
Mm.
Also, if you are trying to start a business, it's an opportunity for you to do so. If you've already done the homework, quite literally by taking classes,
then
it's an opportunity for you to say, you know what? I'm good enough. I've already trained enough. I know enough. I just have to step out on faith and take advantage of this opportunity in 2025, right?
What's stopping?
Exactly. Number four.
Mm-hmm.
I say the best one for last.
Uh-huh.
Our relationship with God. We could spend more time in prayer and develop and continue our relationship with God this year.
Amen.
In our scripture today, verses 5 and 6 states the following. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Right?
Amen.
We're human, guys,
which
makes us born of the flesh.
Mm.
There's no getting around that fact, okay? We were born of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we have to stay that way. Jesus was giving Nicodemus an opportunity to be born of the Spirit. We have the Spirit of God within us, as Jesus promised us in John about the gift of the Comforter. The Comforter would lead us and guide us into all truth and bring things back to our memory that we forgot when we were with God. And Jesus fulfilled this promise, thank God. This Spirit gives us an opportunity to be changed from being fleshly to being spiritual, from being human to becoming spiritual. It takes us making a commitment. Since we need to take more time spending with God and asking for his help in this area, because if we could do it alone, Jesus never would have had to come here in the first place.
That's
okay
true.
We're unable to change ourselves. We need to get over that. It doesn't happen. Any changes that happen in your life is by the grace of God. Okay?
True.
You're not that good. We're not that good.
No.
I know I'm not.
No, me neither.
So since we can't do it without him, that means we need him. And since we need him, we need to connect with him. That's what I keep talking about, having a relationship with him. We don't have anything if we don't ask God for anything. We have not because we ask not. Okay. How many of us have really said, Lord, help me change so I can be more like you? Yeah. It's a simple question.
Yeah.
Lord, help me to change to be more like you. Do we even ask that question? Do we even think that question?
Not really.
Well, why don't we? This is an opportunity for us to ask that tough question to God. It's also an opportunity for us to ask God to help us to change. It is not human nature to want to change. We're comfortable with the way we are. Okay? We like doing what we do when we do what we do in the sunshine, right?
Pretty much.
But however, if we didn't need to change, Jesus would have never told Nicodemus or us that we need to be born again, right?
That's the truth.
So change is inevitable anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well get a good change from God instead of trying to change something on your own.
Yeah.
It'll work out better. Trust me. It'll work out better if God changed you versus if you change yourself.
That's the truth.
Okay. So in spending time with God, asking him these tough questions, we got to ask God not only to help us change, but be willing to help for us to do it. We can ask all we want. We do all kinds of prayers where we say, oh Lord, help, help, help. But we're not really serious. It just sounds good on paper. You know what I'm saying? But we got to mean what we say. Don't ask for something if you don't really want it. You know what I'm saying? We're human. It's human nature to ask and not really, you know, put our heart and soul behind it.
Yeah.
But this is an opportunity for us to do that. Opportunity for us to grow in God. And if we grow in God, all the other examples that I gave you in this sermon will fall in line anyway. Because God is in control. Because God is the one helping us with our marriage or our job. Oh, God is helping us get rid of our past burdens. Amen?
Amen.
Only God can do that anyway.
We
have so much on our plate because we're trying to do so much. Stop trying to do so much. Let God be God. He's great at it. He's the best God there is. He's the only God there is. Amen? Amen. So, saints, this is a year, this is a new year, and an opportunity for all of us. It is up to us to take advantage of our opportunities, all of them, this year. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all things. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the opportunity to be able to worship you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth. And please forgive us, Father, for not taking advantage of the opportunities that we have in life.
Yes.
And help us, Lord, to want to change, to take advantage of the major opportunity of being born again.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. We cannot do it on ourselves, with ourselves,
Amen.
Or by ourselves. We can't do anything without you, Lord.
Yes.
That's a fact.
That's right.
So help us, Almighty Father, to want to change, to come to you, to seek you, to give you our burdens, all the things we need to do. Help us at home. Help us at the job. Help us, Lord. We need you, Father. We can't do none of this without you.
No.
Help us, Almighty Father. Father, I thank you for this word. We repent, Father, for we have not taken advantage of the opportunities in life. We just let them pass by, Lord. We brushed them to the side, put them on the back burner. Father, help us. We repent for doing that, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Every opportunity is a blessing from you, Lord. We need to take advantage of it, Father.
Yes,
help us to do so.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth, that you'll be glorified.
Yes.
May you be glorified in it, Lord. May you draw people to you by this word, Lord. May they hear from you, not from me, but from you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
And I pray, Lord, that you'll draw them, they'll hear what you're saying, and take advantage of their opportunities. Help me in that area too, Lord. I'm not perfect. Help me too, Lord. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise. And we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.